Did you put her up to that?
No, this was all her idea.
She's younger than you.
She's a grown woman who's already told me she wants my job. I thought I was giving her busy work to take her mind off her losses, and she was burrowing into the archives learning the business.
She what?
You're not more surprised by this than I am. She walked out of here this morning without asking my permission, having told me to stay in my office and keep out of it, and the next thing I knew, she was on that news show.
She flabbergasted Stan. I've interviewed with him. He's not easy to shake. Are you sure this is the same Penny I remember swimming with my younger children? Sweet little Penny?
This is sweet little Penny grown up. The kind of trauma she's been through crumbles some people, but apparently not her.
She's on her way over here to meet with me. If she convinces me that she's really behind this, I'll get you out of your pickle and we'll talk.
Bring her back over with you. I have data. ISC data you need to see.
Concerning?
Concerning the mess we're in, militarily and financially.
Well, you know I'll have to bring my own security.
Of course.
They tell me your sister's car is almost here. Do you suppose her driver would know how to disappear the way you did this morning?
I have no idea. But it would be best for everyone if... Should Penny satisfy you, you either came with her to the main entrance or came in your own car the same way. There's been far too much secrecy. We need to be seen as honest men.
All right, then. If I come, that's what we'll do. Open and above board. And I've already instructed the investigators to look for those data cubes and examine the entire executive floor at defense. If it was murder, we need to find out who did it and why. Suicide? Well, I'm sorry for the family.
Rafe sat and squeezed his eyes shut, trying to think what he should say, do, plan to have ready. He was usually the one driving events, pushing the pace, but now he felt sluggish, tumbled in a rushing stream. He opened his eyes and realized that, sluggish or not, his reflexes still worked. He had his Rossi Smith out and his other hand on the alarm button. Emil was ushering in a woman with a meal cart. The food Emil had mentioned before.
I did food.
So you did. Smells good. Join me, you and Gary both?
As he'd expected, there was enough for all of them. They moved into the office suite's small dining room. The attendant unfolded the meal cart's several serving areas, set places at the table, and withdrew at Rafe's nod.
So, are you off the hook?
Probably Penny's going over there to talk to him in person. Assuming she succeeds, and after that performance I imagine she will, he'll be coming here.
Rafe stared at the food cart. He'd skipped breakfast. He knew he should eat.
Soup.
Rafe filled a bowl with soup and sat down.
Some CEO I am. Can't even decide what to eat.
If the Premier's coming here for a briefing, we'll need the big briefing room. I'll call down, make sure it's clear, have a security sweep.
Emil left the room, a stuffed roll in hand.
He wasn't that smart when you took over. What about him and Penny?
Nothing, so far as I know. But then I'm beginning to wonder how much I know.
The beginning of wisdom. Wisdom's fine, as long as it doesn't slow your gun hand.
So are you coaching Penny in marksmanship?
Doesn't need much coaching. Didn't know that, did you?
No.
Rafe was surprised how much even a few spoonfuls of soup had revived him. He took a slice of roast lamb and some potatoes onto his plate.
Her husband had started her on it. Your parents didn't. He gave her a lady's pistol, but the thugs took it. It was in her purse across the room. If you really want to get on her good side, Rafe, you'll take her shopping and get her what she needs. She's been using one of the range loaners.
I still find this difficult. She's my little sister, damn it. Penny, with a weapon.
We'll be safer. Your admiral carried a gun.
Didn't keep her alive.
Are you sure she's...
I don't want to be sure. But that's all the evidence I have.
Rafe's skull phone pinged. He turned it on and activated the visual and recording.
It's me, Rafe. I'm at the president's.
I'm eating lunch. I missed breakfast.
I'm bringing the premier over, unless you're going to need the car this afternoon. Or he can bring his own.
I've got enough work to keep me here well into the evening, Penny. By all means, use our car.
He's asked me to lunch first, though. I'm thinking we'll be an hour, maybe two. I know it's urgent, but is that all right?
Rafe wanted to say more than he could possibly fit into this kind of conversation.
Penny, it's fine. But you don't need to ask me. Your judgment is good enough.
It's with lemon lime pie. And he says he has the same cook as before back at their house. I remember that pie.
And she was being the perfect guest, attaching all those memory hooks to the sweet girl Penny the Premier remembered splashing in the pool.
Enjoy it. I hope the rest is as good.
Baked fish, stuffed with crab and shrimp. I'm sure it will be. See you after lunch.
Emil came back in as Penny's call ended.
Are you going to want archival material? And when do you think they'll arrive?
My brilliant sister got herself invited to lunch over there, ensuring that we have a couple of hours. As soon as I finish, I'll tell you what I think we need. Gary, the Premier will arrive with his own security. Make sure we have tags ready. Code locked to his so they can't roam around. Emil, make sure we have the VIP reception team rested and fed and ready to go.
Rafe was hungry again, to his own surprise. He eyed the rest of the offerings on the cart and decided to skip dessert. It would not hurt him to look lean and hungry. Kai rode out the down jump of Vanguard 2 in the CCC, along with its specialists and her senior staff. The days in FTL flight had been nerve-wracking, with questions about what Turek was doing, whether Space Force Fleet had left Slaughter Key yet, whether the Nexus government had come to its senses and asked its former allies for help. It was a relief to have the waiting over. The beacons of the forward scouts showed up almost immediately, right where they should have been. Kai knew that an automatic arrival message had been shot to the Moray government as soon as their onboard unit detected normal space conditions again. Other than that, down-jump turbulence obscured scan briefly, then cleared.
There's ransom and a few light-hour scan lag, some unidentified...
Good thing I warned him we'd be coming in with some velocity on us. We could have run right over him. Kai watched her own heads-up display. As planned, their formation executed a maneuver to clear space for ships following. She watched the ship icon seem to skid along the surface of her display.
Contact with ransom.
Transfer. Teddy Ransom's face came up on the screen, and he did not look nearly as happy as she expected.
They're gone.
Gone?
Went into FTL 8 hours ago, about. Once I located them and contacted you, I shifted around to find a better vantage point that wouldn't be in your way if you followed the same path. A lot of comm chatter, ships moving about. There's some kind of installation there, but I didn't dare close in, just in case. A couple of days ago, standard, a good-sized ship arrived. Either no weapons, or weapons locked down. I'm guessing supplies, because there was a cloud of little stuff zipping back and forth. And when that ended, there was a long transmission. I copied it for you, and then they moved into formations and boosted for jump.
Did all the ships leave? We're picking up some presence, but several hours lag out.
No, there are still a few, maybe 10 or 20. I haven't picked up any chatter, and none of these have hot weapons. I'll send you a scan history.
A light came on the data-only channel. Did you get an exit vector? It might help identify Turek's destination, though Kai felt she knew. It had to be Nexus.
Better than that. They're headed for Nexus, and they're planning an 8-day hop. Couldn't understand a lot, but I understood that much. I did transmit to Moray's government, and they may have passed it on to the others.
How many?
I don't have an exact count, but somewhere over 300.
300?
Yes. It's a mixed lot. The Moray ships he got are the biggest. But from somewhere, he's got 72 of the same size as the Bisnet cruisers, though not all the same design. He must have raided other systems.
No doubt. Now send us what data you have. 300. More than 300. More than 300 anything was far more than she had. Any word from Captain Baskerville?
I'm afraid he may have had a malfunction in FTL flight, or something went wrong on down jump.
That was the most likely answer, Kai knew. I hope he turns up. But given the hazards on that route, I'm afraid you're right. On scan, two of the icons moved, followed by short, broad acceleration cones. Low boost. Did you pick up any of his stealthed observers?
No. I was trying not to be noticed myself.
Contact Captain Yamini. See if he's seen anything. Her senior communications tech nodded, but even as she reached for the controls, Yamini called in.
Two watchdogs. System relative coordinates as follows.
Icons came up on the screen, translated from the coordinates he sent.
They just told their base you were here, and to lure you in. They've got fixed emplacements in... something. Big rocks, I guess.
Let's not take that bait. Captain Ransom, you'll be part of the forward scout unit. You should be receiving updated navigational data. Move into position. There's no green route from here to Nexus. All ships but medium and heavy cruisers should be aware of the effects of the mapped hazards that may affect fleet formations and the downjump exit location. Be prepared to make immediate adjustments. All ships, remember orders per rest period prior to downjump. We expect to come into trouble. We need to be ready for it.